Academics who study capital punishment say there is nothing surprising about the Arkansas executions being called off at nearly the last minute. That story from Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.
Professor Austin Sarrett at Amherst College has written about the history of the death penalty extensively and says there were a number of signs that the executions would be halted by the courts. For one, the state's plan to use the sedative midazolam, which was linked to botched executions in other states, and the consolidated schedule of so many executions in such a short period of time.
There was evidence that was actually brought before the federal judge, which I think was quite compelling, that the pressures on the execution team would be quite unusual in this case. And those pressures, combined with the doubts about the drug, I think would substantially increase the risk that something might go wrong.
The stalled death sentences are for crimes that occurred between 1989 and 1999. And Sarrett says the long delay is also nothing unusual.
The average time that an inmate on death row will spend awaiting execution is about 15 years. And in many cases, inmates are more likely to die of old age or infirmity than they are to be executed.
Even with the executions on hold, Sarrett says this period will be remembered in capital punishment history studies as that time a state sought to get multiple executions done before its drugs expired. Others, of course, feel the state was in the right. For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Ann Kenda.
Arkansas Public Media is a journalism partnership funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you. Find more at arkansaspublicmedia.org or like APM on Facebook to follow coverage.